Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Amud Beis, the second wide line. The Gemara goes back to analyzing the Braisa, where the Braisa said that the Pasuk says Zoivech Lelehim Yechram, and the Pasuk says if we would have just said Zoivech Yechram, Hayisi Omer, we would assume that this Pasuk is speaking about Bezveich Kachim B'chutz HaKos Medaber. If somebody brings a carbon outside the Azara, he's Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, how could we have such a Havamina? Doesn't the Torah say that Zaveh Kachim B'chutz, that if somebody brings a carbon outside of the Azara, the Einish is Karis? As the Pasuk says, Ishish V'Bes Yisrael, Ashiyishchet Shar Oikesav Ha'ez, V'Pesachoy Amoy Lo Yaviyu, V'Nechrosa Nefeshu Mikarev Amo. So how would we be able to suggest that that's what this Pasuk is speaking about? Answers the Gemara, Salk Dat Chamina, the Chi Eser Bar Kotlo, that if we give him the proper Hasra, then indeed the punishment will be that he's Mises Bezdin. However, Ki Lo Yaser Bar, if he's not given that Hasra, then the halachi would be that he gets Karis. Kamash Malan, that's what the Brice is coming to teach us, that no, that Zoivech Elohim Yechram, that the Pasuk is speaking strictly about Avodah Zarah, but for Shechting Kachin B'chutz, there is no Chiyuv Misa. The Gemara continues, the Brice said that the Torah singled out Zvicha to teach us that all avoiders that are done inside the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody does that for Avodah Zarah, it's considered like he worshipped Avodah Zarah and he's Chai Misa. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Barchanan Labaya, why does the Braisa explain that that's the point of the Pasuk, that if you did such a type of activity, even if it's not what's normally done for the Avodah Zarah, Yechayiv, why don't we say that Zoivech Elohim Yechram, to teach us, Eimer Yotz Hashtachavo, and the post that speaks about Hashtachavo, that's only for Hashtachavo Yechayiv, Eimer Yotz Hashtachavo Lamra Klal Kula Ema, that anything that's done that shows respect to the Avodah Zarah, Yechayiv, V'chit Eima. And if you'll ask, that's why the Torah singled out Tishtachavo. What do I learn? Zaveich Lelohim Yechram Lamali. What do I learn from that Pasuk? To teach us, Legufei. That if the Mechshash Minim Avoid Lavoida, that if somebody did the Shechita, not the Shem Avoid Zora. However, when he did the Shechita, he had in mind that he's going to do one of the other activities, the Shem Avoid Zora. That means he did the Shechita not for Avodah Zarah. But when he did the Shechita, he had in mind that he's going to do the Zrikas Adam for Avodah Zarah. That's considered that he did an act of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says this is actually a Machloikas in Kachim. Ditmar, Ashoich Behem, Lizuk Dama, Lavaris Kachavim, Lahakta, Chelba, Lavaris Kachavim. The Shechita was done properly, but the intention was to do another Avodah, the Shem Avodah Zarah. Rav Yochanan Amar Asura, that animal will now be Asur for Hana, even though it wasn't specifically slaughtered L'shem Avodah Zarah. And the Zrika, when the Zrika was ultimately done, it also wasn't done L'shem Avodah Zarah. Still, since when he did the Shechita, he had in mind that the Zrika Sadam should be for Avodah Zarah, that's enough to make the Behema Asur. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan holds that way is because he learns from the halachas of pigel that we know that if somebody has an improper intention when he brings a carbon, the carbon becomes pigel. And the halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan is that if when he did the shechita of a carbon, he had in mind to do the zrikas dam or the burning of the amrim past the right time, it's considered pigel. And therefore he says that would be the same by Avodah Zarah, that even though he did not have in mind to do the Shechit L'Shem Avodah Zarah, if he had in mind that the Shechit should be done L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that is, at the time the Shechit is going to do his Rikav Avodah Zarah, that's considered Avodah Zarah. Shlokesh Amar, Whereas Rish Lakish's opinion is that's Mutaris, because just like by Pigel, it is Rish Lakish's opinion that that doesn't make the behemoth, that doesn't make Pigel. Here too, it doesn't make the animal considered that we brought it L'shem Avodah Zarah. The Brisker Rav makes a very interesting point. He says the animal that's brought, that's slaughtered L'shem Avodah Zarah, is usher as soon as you do even the most minimal part of the shechita. But the avlocha that Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us here, that if somebody shechs an animal with the intention that he's going to do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah, there the halacha is that you have to have a shechita gemura. And if you don't have a shechita gemura, it's a full-fledged shechita, it's not the type of shechita that will make the carbon into avodah zarah just because you had a mind by the shechita, I'm going to do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah. The Rish Lakish says that this won't make the animal avodah zarah. It won't make the animal pigel. But asks Tosfos. Tosfos says, at the end of the day, the person who slaughtered an animal with intention of doing the zrika l'shem avodah zarah, asks Tosfos, why should that individual not be considered a person who is a mumer? He's intending to worship Avodah Zarah. And we know that the shechita of a mumer is disqualified. So first Tosfos says that that would indeed be an halacha. He says the discussion we're having here is it Avodah Zarah, is it pigel? But of course the animal couldn't be eaten because it was not it was done by a shechita. It was not done as a proper shechita by a person that's qualified to do a shechita. But then Tosfos says that it is kosher to be eaten because the shechita, we look at the shechita, the only that this person becomes a mumer only for having done something like this, shechting an animal with the intention that the zrika should be done for avodah zarah, and he only becomes a mumer after he completes the entire shechita. So that means while he was doing the shechita, the animal, he wasn't yet the mumer. If he wasn't yet the mumer, his shechita is a good shechita. Tosfos in Masechta Chulin gives a different answer. Tosfos says that a person doesn't become a mumer just because he did an improper shechita with a machshav avodah zarah just once. And therefore, that won't make him into a mumer because he did this once. The Rashba says that the definition over here is not that he's going to actually do the zrika on the avodah zarah. He's doing it on behalf of a nachri who's going to use that blood for avodah zarah. And since it's not his intention himself to be an oved avodah zarah, therefore he's not considered a mumer. So says the Gemara. So now, the Gemara makes the point. According to the Manda Omer that says, Zoivich Lelhim Yechram is extra to teach us that anything that's done inside the base of Mikdash, if it's done for Avodah Zarah, it's considered an act of Avodah Zarah. Hanich L'Yechran, L'Yechran that doesn't need us to learn the Halacha Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah, because Rabbi Yochanan already learns that from the Halacha of Pego. So from there we learn that just like the animal by carbon becomes pigel, here it's considered avodah zarah, and therefore the pasuk of Zoveich Lelhim Yechram is superfluous to teach us that if anybody does any of the avodas that are done inside the base of Mikdash, the shem avodah zarah, even though that is not the way this avodah zarah is normally worshipped, it's considered that he did avodah zarah. But ask the Gemara, Ella Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, that doesn't learn from Pigel, because by Pigel, Rish Lakish says, we're not mechashvim, ma'avoida la'avoida. So we need the pasuk by a kra to teach us that mechashvim, ma'avoida la'avoida by avoida zara. So how can we say, asked the Gemara, that the pasuk of Zoveich Lelhim Yechram is available to teach us that if you did any of the avoidas that are done in the base of Midrash for avoida zara, you chayiv misa. And now the Gemara actually says mask of L'Rapapa. So Rapapa says, if we really think about it, Rabbi Yochanan Abaye Krah, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying, I don't need a special pasuk because I can learn from Pigel. Says the Gemara, at Kala Kamer Rabbi Yochanan, what was Rabbi Yochanan discussing? Ela Behema, that a Behema, that you did the Shechita for a good Shechita, but you had in mind to do the Zrik for the Zara, that the halach is that you're not allowed to eat that animal. Aval Gavra, but we're speaking here with the person who did something like this, B'chayiv Misa, will suggest that such a person, Labak Talahu, and he's not necessarily Chayiv Misa, Vasa Kra, and the purpose of the Pasuk is to teach us L'chayuv V'gavra L'ktala. And the way I sort of showing him explain, that just because the animal becomes Avodah Zarah, doesn't mean that it's to such a degree that the person who does this is Chayiv Misa. And then the Gemara asks, on the other way, Mask of Law, Ravach Brei de Ravika, Ul Reish Lakish Mibay Kra, was saying that Reish Lakish holds Zavech Lelhim Yechram is to teach us the Alocha Mechashvin Ma'avoidel Avoida. Ask the Gemara, perhaps, at Kamakar Shari Reish Lakish, when the Reish Lakish say that we don't say mechashvim behemel behem mechashvim avoidel avoida. That's only when we speak about the animal. Avo gavro, that person that did something like this, that had a machshavis avoida zara, says the Gemara, he worshipped avoida zara. And an individual who worships avoida zara, back talahu, is mechuyiv misa, says the Gemara, midi, where do we have a precedent for this? A mishtachva lahar, as somebody bows down to mountain. As we've learned, the har mutter, that the mountain never becomes avodah zarah, because the halacha is alaharim elahayim v'lehayim elahayim harim enam elahayim. A mountain can't become the avodah zarah, and therefore, since it can't become avodah zarah, still somebody bows down. The har mutter v'avdai is chayiv sayif. Here too, somebody who had a machshavas avodah zarah should be chayiv. So now we know that everybody will agree, whether Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, that have this discussion regarding pigel, it has nothing to do with what we're discussing in our shir. Everybody will agree that it's considered an act of avodah zarah and that it's a chayiv misa. So the pasuk of zaveich lohem yechram becomes superfluous again. To teach us that anybody who does an avoida that's done inside the base of Mikdash, avoida zara, even though that is not the way this avoida zara is worshipped, the halacha is he'll be chayim misa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Achma Difta L'Ravina, L'may Dekama Rav Bar Rav Chana L'Abaya. According to the question that we had, Rav Bar Chana asked Abaya, Ema, maybe should we say that Yotza Shtachava, that when the Torah singles out Shtachava, Lamla Klal Kula Asur, to come to teach us that even if it's Shloi Kedarka, and even if it's something that's not done in the base of Mikdash, the halacha is that you'll be Chayim Misa for that. And the Pasuk of Eichu Yavda Goyim Ha'elos Alheyev Esakein Gam Ani, that the Pasuk seems to be teaching us that you're only chayiv when you do avodah zarah kedarka in the way that avodah zarah is normally worshipped. Lamute mai, what will that pasuk come to teach us? That the pasuk is coming to teach us that if it's not the way that we do something, that if the pasuk is that anything that is an avodah is a chayiv, unless it's disrespectful. V'chi teima eich yavdu, will say lemuti apoyer mi'atzmai, if somebody defecates levzoivchim in front of different avodah zarah that is normally worshipped with shechting. So since this avodah zarah is normally worshipped in a respectful fashion, and this person did something disrespectful, that's what we'll say the pasuk is coming. Says the Gemara Mishtachava Namda. That we already learned from Mishtachava, that an avodah zarah that's worshipped in a respectful fashion, then the loch is yichayiv. Mishtachava darach kibud. And from there we'll learn that only something which is a respectful avodah, af kol darach kibud. So we don't need the pasuk of Eicha Yavdu. So the question is, what is Eicha Yavdu coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, we'll say it's coming lemuti apaya atzmai lemakulus. That means the Baal Pa'or was worshipped by defecating in front of it. The makulus was worshipped, as we discussed, by throwing stones at it. So since this is an avodah zarah that's normally worshipped by degrading the avodah zarah, so I would say that even if you worship it in a degrading fashion, but it's not the way it's normally degraded, afko bezoyin kamash malon, that's not the case. If you did the avoid in a degrading fashion, you're only chayiv if that's the way the avoid the zara is worshipped, and that's what Eicha Yavdu is coming to teaches us. But ask the Gemara, now that you're saying that we learn from Hashtakava, says the Gemara, Elohad Amar Velazar, if somebody shechs an animal for the makulus, shuchayiv, because the pasuk says, because the ksiv eicha yavdu, tenei inyul shloi kedarko. Even if avodah zarah is not worshipped in a respectful fashion, the pasuk is telling us that if it's shloi kedarko and it's respectful, that you're chayiv. So now the question is, that why do we need that pasuk? Shloi kedarko mishtachava nefka. So the Gemara hasa b'zaveyach. The pasuk is coming to teach us that somebody shechted an animal for a makulis lahachis. We would think that that's not, he's only doing it to enrage HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk v'lo yizbechu is coming to teach us that even though he didn't accept this avodah zarah as a god, still, since he did something with the avodah zarah, his chayif is avechel him yachlo. Says the Rav Hanuna Ichas Leiturei. Rav Hanuna lost animals and he was looking to find them. And many Mefarshim say, the Yad Ramah explains, why does the Gemara have to give us this introduction? And the Yad Ramah explains that we have a very important lesson to learn from here. Rav Hanuna was obviously very preoccupied because he lost something valuable. But as preoccupied as he was, it didn't supersede that he was thinking about Divrei Torah. And says the Gemara, Pogba Rabba, he met Rabba, Ramalei Misnisa Adodi, and he asked the question, Tanan Al Mishnah Dav Samach said, Hoyved Avad Is Kechavim, Oyved In, that means, from here we learn, that only if somebody actually worshipped Avod Zara, the Loch is, that it's considered his Avod, his Chayiv Misa. Now Oyved In, but if somebody just says Oymer, that he just says that he's going to accept avodah zarah loy, then he's not considered that he is an avodah zarah. On the other hand, as the Gemara Vanantanan, we're going to learn a mitzvah mishnah on daf samach zayin amen aleph that says ha'oime avod. If somebody says I'm going to worship avodah zarah, or if somebody just said elich for avod, that I'm going to go to be worshipped avodah zarah, or he says, Nelech v'nevoid, he goes and tries to convince other people to participate with him in worshipping the avodah zarah. The halacha is that it's considered an oved avodah zarah. So we have a very big stira. Is just saying that I'm going to worship avodah zarah considered avodah zarah? From our mission, it seems not. And from that mission, it says yes. Amalei, says the Gemara, the way to reconcile that there it's talking about where he clearly accepted the avodah zarah as a god. Our Mishnah speaking, any makabel of Ela b'avodah, and he says, I'm not at this point ready to accept it as avodah zarah. And since he's clearly indicating that he's not prepared to accept it as a god, that's why our Mishnah says he's potter. To which Rabbi Yosef comments, Tanai shekalt me'alma, that means you're giving an answer, which is not a simple answer. And the Gemara is saying, can you not find Tanoim that disagree over this subject? So instead of giving this teretz, why don't you just say it's a machlokes Tanoim? Tanoihi, this is a machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya. If somebody says, somebody who has declared himself as an Ovid Avodah Zarah, as an Avodah Zarah, and he tells people, worship me. Ramei Mechaif, the person is considered a Mesis. We're going to be learning him at Hashem, the Halacha of a Mesis, somebody who tries to convince other people to worship Avodah Zarah. For Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's not considered a Mesis. So says the Gemara, Hecha de Polku, in a case where he made this declaration and people actually followed the declaration and worshipped him, Kulam Lepligi, everybody is going to agree that this person is Chai Misa. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Loisas L'cha Pasol, and the Taich is, the definition is, don't make yourself into a Pasol. Don't make yourself into an Avodah Zarah. Ki Pligi, what is the Machloikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda all about? But the Bura Balma, he just made this announcement that people should worship him. Ramei Yisava, Dibura Milsahi, that's considered something significant, and therefore it's considered a Chayiv Misa. Yehuda Sava, Dibura La Milsahi. But the Gemara is saying that the two Mishnais that were asking the question, we have an answer. It's Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. But then says the Gemara, Hadam Rabbi Yosef. Then Rabbi Yosef said, La Milsahi Damri. What I said is actually incorrect. The Fil Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that by saying that you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, that is considered Avodah Zarah. The Tanya of Yehuda, I'm l'olam ein chayif. A person is not chayif. Ad she yoyme evod, eilech v'evod, a neilech v'evod. That Rabbi Yehuda says that one is not chayif until he uses these words. When Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Rameyer, is only b'maykamifgi b'meisus la'atzmai. If somebody said to people to worship him, v'amrilei, and the people who he invited to worship him said, "In yes, we will." That's the only case that they argue. Masov Rameyer's opinion is b'meisus la'atzmai shamalei, that when he told people worship me, and they said yes, then the kamalei. And when they said yes, kushtahu, they were sincere in what they said, and that's why he's considered a mesis. Or masava mesis le'atzmai, when somebody tries to convince other people to worship him, le'shamalei, they're not going to necessarily listen to him. Meme amri, ma'ishnam inum in nadudon. What makes him more of a god than us? So why did they say yes to his invitation? Then the kamri, the yes that they said to his invitation, they were just laughing with him. And now we could understand. Masnisen Khan, our Mishnah is speaking about when somebody said, Eilech v'eved, b'yochid v'nissus, and v'kan, b'rabim v'nissosim. So the way we reconcile the Mishnayis is our Mishnah speaking when an individual says that go worship me, and the halacha is that it's not, and Rabbim, it is. The Gemara explains itself. Yochid lo mimloch. Yochid, if an individual agreed, tarbasrei, the person is going to follow through. Rabbim, but when many people said yes, says the Gemara, mimlochi, they are going to retract, v'loy tarbasrei, and therefore, our Mishnah says, you're not chayim misa. Amar Rav Yosef v'noam minolah, where do we define this distinction between where an individual is tries to convince an individual to worship an Avodah Zarah versus a rabbin? The Pasuk says, that when it's a rabbin, is Loshon rabbin. However, Avav Hashama, if somebody is just an individual, then Chayiv. And therefore, that only a yochid, the halacha is going to be chayiv, but not a rabbin. It's very interesting that our Gemara is differentiating between a yochid and a rabbin. And there's a question that the Shulchan Aruch discusses, says the Gemara, ha'asayin l'chaveroi, if somebody hates somebody else, this is halacha chayish mishpid, simen lamedalat sif beis, somebody hates somebody else. and he announces in front of many people, Eilach ve'emsim emoincha, I'm going to have your money confiscated, posel edus. And the Sma over there in Sifkot Memtes says that if the person made this declaration hates the person he made the declaration to, then the concern is real. But if it's just an individual, that just made this declaration, and he's not his enemy, we don't have to be concerned, and he doesn't become posel edus. So the halacha is, what will be the halacha if it's many people that make this declaration? Will there be a difference? And one of the considerations is that if many people make this declaration, even if they hate him, the concern is that if one of them will back out, the others will back out. And it's very similar to what we're learning in our Gemara, that when you have one person accepting this invitation, the concern is real that he's going to keep it. But when there's many people, there's a reason to believe it's not going to be that way. Ask the Gemara, Eisrael Ba'aya, to which Abaya asked, Mishani, does the halacha differentiate, and this is the rabbi, and this is Yochid, Vatanya, the pasuk that discusses the halacha about somebody who's trying to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, Ki yisischa achicha ben emecha. So the pasuk says, Echad yochra nesan, v'echa rabbi minasasim. The pasuk doesn't differentiate if it's an individual or a group. Hayte kosev yoch mechal rabbim. And we find that the pasuk says v'yel v'yavr alahim acherim a yochid, and the pasuk says that yochid skalt avenim b'meisu. V'kein rabim mechlal yochid. The pasuk also says what's the halacha of a group of people who are convinced to worship avodah zarah. When you have a group, that's called the ira nidachas, and as the pasuk says, and there the halacha is that we treat them as in the dachas and they killed b'sayif. Yochid mechlal rabim. So the yochid is different than rabim. Lahach magufoi, that he gets skila, not just sayif, and skila is certainly a more severe mises bezdin. And lahach al moinai, but it has nothing to do with his assets when he's punished. And Rabbi Mechlal Yochid, when we have a Rabbim, Lahokla Gufam, that they don't get skila, they get Sayif, Lahach Malamoinam, as the Pasuk says, Vesurafta Be'esha Se'ir Vesklal Shlola Kolol, that we destroy everything in the city. But says the Gemara, so these are the differences between a Yochid and a Rabbim. Baham Mil Sahud Deshani, it says the Gemara from here, but doesn't that mean that regarding all other halachas, kadodininu, they're the exact same? So the teretz that the Gemara has been trying to say, that we differentiate between a yochid and a rabbim, is not correct. So we're back to our question. Our Mishnah seems to say that just saying that you're going to worship Avodah Zarah does not make you into an oivet Avodah Zarah, and the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin does seem to make you into Avodah Zarah. So how do we reconcile this question? When it wasn't other people who convinced you, he did it on his own. That still, since he did it on his own, and he didn't go to the degree of trying to get other people to do it, so that seems to indicate that his acceptance of the Avodah Zarah is not that sincere. Kan, mipnissim b'nei echerim. May piatzma, if it was only here, it's the way I sort of was trying to explain, he had a weak moment, and then mimlech, he's going to change his mind. But when he was part of a group, garbas rayu, people follow the society they're part of, and everybody's worshipping Avodah Zarah, he just goes with the flow, and he doesn't back off. Amar Abaye Menonimilei, where do I take this distinction? The Ksiv leSovilav leSishmala haAvav veShama, but if he listened, Chayiv. So we see that there are cases then that if other people are involved and they're convincing you to worship Avodah Zarah, you Chayiv Misa. Rav Amma, Rav reconciles the Mishnah Daf Samach and the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin. Idi v'Idi, both Mishnayos referring b'nissus b'achirim. The difference is, Hada Amalei, in a case where the Mesis was describing the Avodah Zarah, and he went through the details of saying, Kach Echelos, Kach Shoisa, this is how it eats, this is how it drinks, Kach Mativa L'Acherim, that's Kach Mativa, this is how it does good, Kach Maria, this is how it does bad. So there, since he heard so many details about the Avodah Zarah, the concern is that he's not backing out. But if the Mesis did not go into that great detail about the Avodah Zarah, there's a real possibility that he's backing out. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Minam Minala. From where do I take this point? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ki Sischa, Nel Chavanavda Lehem Acherim, Ashlo Yedata Atava Vesecha, Melahe Amim Shesu Vesechem, Hakroivim Melecha Aruchaikim Ha. Mali, so Rav asks a question. The Pasuk, when it describes this entire situation, speaks about those that are close or far. So what's the difference? Mali Rekroivim, Mali Rechaikim. Hach Kamalei, this is what the Pasuk says. Mituvoshen Shel Kroivim, that the Pasuk is saying, the people, the Avodah Zarah that's in your vicinity, you know well. And you can learn that just like they're useless, Atalamid Mativasim Shel Rechaikim, that the Avodah Zarah that is close, just like the Avodah Zarah that's close is meaningless, so to the Avodah Zarah that you don't see, also you should know is meaningless. The question is, what does the Pasuk mean to teach us? My love to Amalei, because the person was trying to convince him to worship the Avodah Zarah, said, Kach Achelz, Kach Shoisa, Kach Mativa, Kach Maria, and since he went out of his way to speak about this Avodah Zarah, that's why there's a concern that he's going to follow that Avodah Zarah. Shema Minah, but we see from here that the Torah is already telling us that the way the Avodah Zarah is described makes a difference. Rav Ashi Amar, Sefer, the way to understand the difference between the Mishnayis is that the Mishnah that says it's Chayiv is talking about Yisrael Mumer, that a person already is acting in a irreligious fashion, and he's a person that already has been showing that he worships Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? What that means is that this person is already predisposed to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, once he says, Eilich ve'avod, we could assume that that's what he's going to do. But a regular Jew is not there. Ravina Omer, Ravina says that the way to, there's really no question. Ravina says entirely different pshat. Loizu afnu kitani. The Mishnah tells us first the more serious situation of Avodah Zarah, where somebody actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishnah tells us the next thing, where somebody said he's going to not just actually worship, but he just said he's going to worship. And the halacha is that he's chayiv. So actually, once we have the next Mishnah that says that somebody who says Eilich ve'Evod is chayiv, there's no need to tell us that somebody who actually worships the Avodah Zarah is chayiv. Because worshiping is certainly worse than this. But the reason the Mishnah went out of its way to tell it to us is because sometimes we have the Mishnah doing Loizu Afsu, where the Mishnah tells us the bigger Chiddush and then tells us the smaller Chiddush. Itmar. So says the Gemara, however the Avodah Kachavim, Mehava Umeira. If somebody worships Avodah Zarah out of love or fear, Abaye Chayiv, that if he was given, if it was Bemezid and Asra, then he gets Misa, and if it was B'shoigig Yischayiv Chatas, Rava Umapater, it's not considered worshipping Avodah Zarah. What does Mehava Meira mean? So Rashi explains, Mehava means out of love of a person, and Yira means out of fear of a person. The Rambam says that Ahava means that he fell in love at the beauty of the Avodah Zarah, and Yira is, he doesn't really believe in the Avodah Zarah, but he's sort of like hedging his bet. And he's saying, maybe it is an Avodah Zarah, and therefore, let me just worship it in case it really has any power, but not that he accepts as Avodah Zarah. So ask Tosfos. The Gemara we know says that if somebody is challenged and told, either worship Avodah Zarah or you will be killed, the halacha is that Yeharg Val Yaver. So this person certainly doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. He's only doing it because he's under duress. So he's certainly no worse than a Ovid Mehava Meira. So why does he have to, why is it, so Rav is saying that it's not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. So why is the halacha of that Yeharg Val Yaver? Says Tosfos, that this person who is challenged to worship Avodah Zarah has to give up, be ready to give up his life. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is Yeharg Val Yaver. Will Beis Din punish him with Misa? Beis Din won't punish him with Misa because he was Ovid Meira. Another teretz is that somebody that if there's an Avodah Zarah, that the way it's worshipped is always Mehava Meira. So that's the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped. And since that's the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, the person who worships the Avodah Zarah that way is going to be Chayim Misa. Our Gemara is not talking about that that's the way the Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped, and that's why Rava says that you're not Chayiv. Another way of explaining is what the Rid says. The Rid says, Yeharag Val Yaver is indeed the Halacha. But what about Yisurim? Is a person supposed to take on Yisurim? And he wants to suggest, a very bechidish, that Yisurim may be worse than death. And Rava will agree that he has to be ready to die, but he's not obligated to take on Yisurim. So now Tosfos asks, and we're going to speak about this later in the shir, so why do we find that Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman? He doesn't accept him as a god, he only did it out of fear. And therefore, why did Mordechai not just bow down to him? So one teretz that Tosfos suggests that Haman walked around with a tzelem. So when you bow down to Haman, you're not bowing down to him, you're bowing down to his tzelem. The other teretz that Tosfos says that Mordechai didn't bow down, even though technically maybe he wasn't obligated, it wasn't considered Ovid Avodah Zarah, but Mordechai wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem, and he felt that the way to make a Kiddush Hashem is by refusing to bow down to Mordechai, even if technically you can, he might have. But then the Sfasema says, according to the discussion we just had, Mordechai, the halacha says that even according to Rava, you're supposed to be ready to give up your life. It's not considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's not something that Beis Din will punish for, but you have to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh. And that's why Mordechai felt that he should be Moisa Nefesh. Abaya Mechayiv. So we go now into the sugya of somebody who worships Avodah Zarah Mehava V'yira. Abaya Mechayiv, the pocha. At the end of the day, he worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'rava Mepater, Ikablu Belaha, if he accepts it as a god in, that's called the Ovid Avodah Zarah. Eloi, but if he didn't accept it, loy, says the Gemara, Simen Eved Mishtachva L'Mashiach. We're going to go back and forth with Mishnayis and Brises to evaluate the opinion of Rabbi V'Rava. Vama Rabbi Mino Aminola, from where do I know this halacha? The Tanana Ovid Avodah Chavim, when somebody worships Avodah Zarah, Echera Ovid, that was the Mishnah we learned in Daf Samach. My love, the Mishnah just said, if you worship Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv. Doesn't that seem to indicate echad ha'ovid mahava meira? It makes no difference in any way that you worshiped Avodah Zarah. Rama amchla, Rava says, no, loy, that's not what the Mishnah means. K'nematarat serv yimiyah, that the Gemara means to say that if you worship the Avodah Zarah Kedarka, as we began our shiur today, in its normal fashion, then you chayiv. And if you worship it Shaloi Kedarka, but it's one of the Avodahs in the Beis Hamikdash, you'll be chayiv. So again, the Gemara attempts. Amar Abayi Mina Lo, that Oivid Mahava Meira is chayiv. The Tanya. The Pasuk says, Lo Yishtachva Lahem. So we learn from here, it seems, Lahem Iyata Mishtachva. You may not bow down to an Avodah Zarah. Another person that isn't an Avodah Zarah, you could bow down to. Yochel I would say, if a person turned himself into an avodah zarah like Haman did, then you're still allowed to worship him. Tamaloimer, Eloi Savden. No, that if a person turned himself into an avodah zarah, then you're not allowed to worship him. Now, ask the Gemara, for Haman, Meir have a Neved. How was Haman worshipped? Because everybody was scared of Haman. As the Pasuk says, they were afraid of Haman because of Achashverosh's decree. And yet it's considered that it's Avodah Zarah. Isn't that a proof that Ovid Meir is Chayef? For Rav Amar, Kahaman, for Loi Kahaman. Rav says the way to understand what happened there is as follows. Kahaman, the Haman turned himself into Avodah Zarah. V'loika Haman. Dilu Haman rat miyira. If somebody only worships out of yira, won't be chayiv. V'hacha, we're speaking about a case that it wasn't just yira. It was a case that they actually started worshiping him. So the Sefer Pi Chodesh in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Yud Gimel asks, so how did Avram Avinu bow down to the Malachim? The Pasuk says that we know, as Rashi describes at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, that they were Aravim, they were Arabs, who bowed down to the dust on their feet. And that's why Avram Avinu, Rashi teaches us, told them, Rachtsu Raglechem, to wash the feet. So how did Avram Avinu bow down to them when they had their Avodah Zarah on them? So the Pri Chodesh says that the Isser of worshipping a person that's carrying Avodah Zarah is only when the Avodah Zarah is visible to the person who's bowing down to him. But if the person who's bowing down to him is not bowing down directly to the Avodah Zarah, because here the Avodah Zarah, the dirt, was on the foot, then the halacha is that that's not considered worshipping Avodah Zarah. That says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Again, the Rishonim suggest that the Gemara could have said that Mordechai did it because of Kiddush Hashem, not that Mordechai was obligated to do it. So again, it says the Gemara Amar Abaye Menor Min La. How do I know that Ha'ivad Meir is Chayiv? The Tanya, Kohen Mashiach. So we know that the Kohen Gadol, who became Kohen Gadol because he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishkab, certain times he brings a different carbon. Bavaris Kachavim, when if he worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shagig, Rabbi Oymer Kishigas Maisa, when he did something for Avodah Zarah, thinking that what he's doing is permissible, even though he knows that this isn't Avodah Zarah, that he's the same as a Yochid who worshipped Avodah Zarah, that would have to bring a carbon. The Chamayrim, that this Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah is only Behelim Dover. If he forgot that there's a Nisa Avodah Zarah, the Shavin, but Rebbe and the Chum both agree, Shabasira, that if a Kohen Mashiach is Chayiv, a carbon for worshipping Avodah Zarah, he brings the same carbon Kiyachid. So, even though what is considered a Shagig of a Kohen Gadol is not the same as what's considered a Shagig of a Yachid, because a Kohen Gadol is Chayiv only when he forgot there's a Nisa Avodah Zarah, and a Yachid is Chayiv whether he forgot there's a Nisa Avodah Zarah or he forgot that this is considered an Avodah Zarah, the carbon that he's going to bring is the same. Now, the Shavin, now the Brisa teaches us another halacha, everybody agrees, Sh'ein Mevi Oshem Toli, that the Kohen Gadol, we know that if somebody has a Suffolk, if he did an Avera, he has to bring a carbon Oshem Oli. The Kohen Gadol does not bring Oshem Toli. The reason that he doesn't, the Gemara says, that by the Oshem Toli, it says, V'chipal of a Kohen al Shigosa Shishogag. Why does the Torah use the word, this is a Gemara Masech Tahari, Stav Chesom and Aleph, Shigosai Ashishagag. It's somebody that if he would have known he did an Aveira, would bring a regular Karmel Chattis. So when he doesn't know if he did an Aveira, he brings an Ashim Tali. But a Kohen Mashiach, that he doesn't bring the same Karmel Chattis as we do, doesn't bring an Ashim Tali. Now Abaye makes his point. Shai Shigis Meister Avodis Kachavim Hechidami. The Braisa says, there's a concept of shigiges maisa by avodah zarah. What exactly does that mean? Ikasavar, if he thought that there's a place which is really a base of avodah zarah, but he got mistaken and he thought that's a base of knessasul, that it's a shul for shtachvalai. Says the Gemara, how can we think that that's considered avodah zarah? Harei libei l'shamayim. He has the intention to worship Hashem, and that can't be considered any way avodah zarah. El de chaza drata, he saw a statue, and he mishtachvalai, and he bowed down to it. So again, if he accepted it as a god, so then mezidhu, he's a full-fledged Ovid of avodah zarah. That's not a case of shogig. V'loi kibla v'alaha, if he didn't accept it as a god, lav klamhu, what must be the case? Mahava meira. So again, isn't this a proof that a hava meira is considered Ovid of avodah zarah? So how will Rava respond? Says Rava amalach loy. This case is not of a have v'yira, because that's anyway according to Rava not oved avodah zarah. It's speaking shigigas meisa. It's speaking oimer mutter. What he thought that there's no isra of worshiping avodah zarah. But ask the Gemara. Isn't that the same as halom davar? Says the Gemara. Oimer mutter legamri. He thinks that there's no isser of avodah zarah altogether. Whereas halam dover means kiyam mixus or bitum mixus. He knows there's a concept of avodah zarah, but he thinks this type of worship is not considered oved avodah zarah. And that's where Rava says that's what the Braisa meant, when it spoke about Shigigas Maisa. But it has nothing to do with a Hav of a Yira, because according to Rava, a Hav of a Yira are not considered worshipping Avodah Zarah.